Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, Godson Brume just ran the 100-meter dash in less than 10 seconds. He just became only the 14th Nigerian man in history to run a sub-10. He did it at an NCAA event in the USA. That's a university level event. It's really great to see the next age group. So it's really great to see the next age group of Nigerian sprinters coming into their own. Congratulations, Godson. We're really proud of you. Keep shining. And we're going to see you soon at the Olympics and the World Championships and all the rest. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. Thank you for tuning in alongside them today. I've got a great show for you, starting with the big three, which really is a big two. Let's talk about the ride-hailing driver's strike. Then let's talk about Tinubu's order to NEC to figure out subsidy removal palliatives. On Eyewitness, Chukwudi will talk to you about what's happening in your part of Lagos. On today's Big Hard Fact, let's talk about the new set of governors 2 weeks into their terms. And on the step down, let's keep talking about how some men take out their financial frustration on their supportive partners. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Will the ride-hailing platforms yield to the drivers? By removing subsidy before rolling out relief measures, did government put the cart before the horse? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. The Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transport Workers of Nigeria are on strike. That's our first story. ATWON declared a strike yesterday, and the strike is supposed to get ride-hailing platforms to make some concessions in light of the rise in fuel prices. Joining us to discuss this are some of the ESCO. So we've got the union's ESCOs here with us, and they're here to discuss ATWON's demands, what comes next. My first guest is a spokesperson of ATWON, Comrade Josie Adarinong. And I've also got here the National Treasurer of ATWON, Comrade Sheun Jolaya. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you doing? I do hope they can hear us. Josie, can you hear me? Josie, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Hi.
How are you today?
Very well. Okay. So, Lagos, you can watch this live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Josie, what are your specific demands for the ride-hailing platforms?
Our demand, our specific demand. Okay, thank you very much, Sandra. Basically, our demands are as follows. One, that the app company, owing to the fact that the price of TMH has rose from into 300% as we speak, we are asking the app company, Uber, Bolt, Lyft drivers, Lyft ride, and the rest of them to increase their price by 200%, and at the same time to reduce their condition by 50%. And we are also calling on Nigerian government to look at our issue, because we are the most affected sector you understand that we are working as informal sector. We are not formal sector. And as such, we are asking Nigerian government, particularly the federal government, to look at the impact of this subsidy removal on our members and roll out a palliative that will ease this process for us.
All right. And some of us who are your passengers are already seeing a jump in prices. So, for instance, I used to pay 2218 from Lekki to Victoria Island. These days I'm paying 4,200. Why isn't that enough? Why hasn't that been enough?
Okay, like I said earlier, the increase on the first subsidy is over 300%, as you can see. And if you look at what you have said, between 2,000 and 3,000 before now, and you are now paying 4,000 naira, as the case may be, that's basically because of scourge. They have activated their scourge. And we are not really interested in scourge. We are particularly interested in a very commensurate price that, without scourge or with scourge, we'll be able to carry out our business and earn legitimately. So I think what you have been able to pay at this time, it's always the fact that they have activated their search.
Okay.
And because of the fact that drivers have also down tools.
Because drivers have down tools. So you're saying that they've answered you? You're saying that they are meeting your demands? Is that what you're saying?
No. The search is a regular process. Before now, it's one of the operation of search is when they are in higher demand and there is no supply. Mm-hmm. That is the essence of such. And because of the impact of the strike action across the nation today, for that reason, you are paying that fare. That's a such price.
I see.
What we are asking.
So to be clear, the platforms have not increased fares. What we're seeing is a surge because drivers are at home.
Yeah. For now, they did 50% increase.
They did how many percent increase? How many percent? How many percent?
15.
15, okay.
15% increase.
Okay. Okay.
So, and that's actually inconsequential when you look at the over 300% on fuel, it is absolutely nothing. And you can also imagine a situation whereby on that 15%, we are actually taking over 25% commission on it. And you can see that it's actually not profitable. As you can see, I'm here on the street with drivers, and I think we have to talk to one of our ladies.
Okay, so Lagos, if you are watching live, you can see that we have a number of drivers on the call with us. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3, Facebook Nigeria Info FM. Before I talk to the lady, Jossie, can we come back to you? All right. Okay. I want to come back to Jossie a bit. Let me come back to Jossie for a bit, right? Jossie, have any of the platforms responded? What has been their response so far?
As of yesterday, we got an email from them. I think I did send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the clarification in that email is that they are trying to acknowledge that the actual amount of fuel that a driver purchases is equal to the amount of driving time. You understand?
Okay.
And what this means is that the increase in fuel price today,
mm-hmm,
that has gone up For instance, we used to buy 10,000 naira fuel, and this fuel will cover about 378 kilometers for now. But and the price before now, take for instance 100 naira per kilometer.
Okay.
And when you look at 100 naira per kilometer by 10,000 naira fuel, the profit earning, we go to about 37,800 naira. But now today, that's when you are buying fuel at the rate of 185 naira. But today, when you buy fuel at the rate of 490 naira, and you are still spending the same 10,000 naira, you are getting just 20 liters of fuel.
Mm.
And these 20 liters of fuel, rather than helping you to cover 378 kilometers, it will only help you to cover 140 kilometers, respectively.
Okay.
And the effect of this is that the profit that you are supposed to make from this money at the end of the day will amount to 16,800 naira based on the current increase of fuel.
Okay.
Then when you remove your 10,000 naira fuel, you will have a balance of 6,000 thereabout. And when you remove that commission of 4,600 naira, you are having a deficit of 400 naira. And this is the situation which we have found ourselves. But the analysis yesterday is that the price of current fuel, yes, automatically amounts.
Okay, we seem to have lost connection with Jossie. I do hope that we get the connection back so that we can carry this conversation on. Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And our first story is the strike by the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transport Workers of Nigeria. They declared a strike yesterday to get ride-hailing platforms to make some concessions in light of the rise in fuel prices. And I've had on the show with me some members of the ESCO of the union, that is. I've had the spokesperson, Comrade Jossie Adaraniwong. I've also, I will now speak to the national treasurer who of ATWON, who's Comrade Sheun Ojolaya. Comrade Jola, good to have you on the show. How are you doing? Comrade Jola, can you hear me? Comrade Jola, hello, can you hear me? I can't hear you guys. I think somebody may be muted. I'm not hearing anything. No. Okay. I think I'm going to come to the phone lines so that we can hear people. I can't hear you. All right, so something seems to be wrong on their end. They seem to be able to hear me, but I cannot hear them. Maybe they will leave the call and get back into the call, and we'll see how that goes. But Lagos, talk to me about what you've heard so far. 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. What questions do you have for ride-hailing drivers about their strike? As a customer and a consumer of some of these platforms, how do you feel about some of the asks by these drivers? Because at the end of the day, you will have to pay more expensively if the drivers get their way. We've got WhatsApp 080-959-75805. If we've got drivers who are at the location of where I'm seeing a protest, I would also love to hear from them as the conversation goes on. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Tessie.
Tessie, welcome.
Okay, so my take is in all of this is that, first and foremost, it's not really the fault of the drivers. Of course, we all know the situation of the country.
Right.
So, I and you could also know that the they all have families, which of which they will feed the family feel themselves. So something urgently needed to be done regarding this.
Right.
And also for the passengers too. It's not so easy for the passengers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do use either Bolt or Uber.
Okay.
So if the money is also too expensive, I will consider not using it at the same time. So it's a win-win game. So something urgently needs to be done, both for the rider and also for the passenger.
For the drivers. All right. Thank you so much for calling me, Tessie. 99.3, hello. All right. We're going to come back to the phone lines. We have Jossie back on the line now. Jossie, can we speak with Comrade Jola?
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. Right now, Comrade Jolaya is not here, but you can speak to the woman representative, the national woman representative, Comrade Chitoluwani.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Now, to clarify, you have asked all your drivers to stop accepting rides on the platform, yes? Yes, you have.
We asked all the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
We asked them to stop accepting rides from the affected app,
mm-hmm.
from all the apps. And the reason is because, you know, we need to educate those that don't really know what is happening. And if we don't come together with one voice, we won't be able to achieve our objective. And the objective is to get the app company to listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
They need to listen to us. And with all what we've been doing from yesterday till now, we expected them to have invited us for a negotiation, for a talk, to know what our grievances are. We are not happy that they are ignoring us. If after yesterday what happened, and today none of them have reached out to us, it shows that they are not really in partnership with us. So we have to look for a way to engage all our drivers and make sure their apps are up and make sure they don't take any ride.
How has compliance been so far? Because it's going to be very hard for you to track
compliance. Compliance has been great.
Okay.
80% compliance.
Okay.
Our drivers are feeling the heat.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to tell them much. For them to, we are not formulating all this. It is reality.
So here's my thing. Here's my thing. It's going to be very hard for you to track compliance since the platforms will not share ride data with you. And it's not as if your members have to come to a motor park, right? Do you have visibility on compliance?
Of course we do. If you can look around, even we have.
We're not hearing you.
We're not hearing you. All these drivers are here because they are.
Jossie, can you give her the phone? Jossie, give her the phone so that we can hear what she's saying.
As you can see, this is just a Limo Shop branch.
Okay.
We have this in all other local governments.
Okay.
Across Lagos State.
Okay.
And we have this across the nation.
Okay.
All local governments are together and they are in compliance.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look at what Lagos thinks about what's happening. Just stay with us. Don't go away. We have a break coming up in 2 minutes. We'll keep talking after the break. But for right now, I want to take a few calls from Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. You're hearing from the drivers themselves. If you're live on Facebook or YouTube, you're watching it for yourself. You're seeing them at a venue where they're currently gathered and trying to press home their demands with the platforms where they book rides or they get booked to go on rides. Now, of course, they say that none of the platforms have reached out to them just yet. I don't know how long they intend to continue with this. We'll talk about that when we come back from this break. But if you just joined us, the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transport Workers of Nigeria are on strike. This union has members who use transportation apps like Bolt and Uber, and they declared a strike to get ride-hailing platforms to make some concessions because of the increase in fuel price. Now, we have a break coming up. We'll take it. When we come back, Lagos, let me hear your thoughts on some of what you've heard so far. And, of course, we'll ask a few more questions of the members of the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transport Workers of Nigeria. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts. Don't go away.
Around the table is
I recall that the former Minister for Interior, Abdulrahman Dambazal, said that people go in as dogs and come out as lions.
I don't think the Nigerian government actually took the time to look at it from a holistic perspective.
And it's just really painful because it seems as though that, you know, with every new government, we tend to miss the previous government.
It's just like you put human beings to live as pigs inside a place. How do you correct such? I don't even know who gave them the idea of changing the name.
Around the table this June 28th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, 29th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and 30th, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Be part of the table on 99.3 Lagos, 92.3 Port Harcourt, and 95.1 Abuja. Let's talk.
I would just say that we're all stakeholders in the business of building Nigeria.
Sincerely, I don't want to wait till I graduate from this school before I think of what to do with my life.
Exactly. I am going to seriously work on my music skills. Let me use my talent well, I beg.
I would like to be a radio presenter, but I don't know how to go about it.
But why is Timmy so quiet today?
Sorry, ladies. I'm taking this interesting course on how to become a professional scriptwriter. You two can also learn how to become a radio presenter on Wazobia Academy.
Wazobia Academy?
Yes. Wazobia Academy provides accessible and affordable online training in filmmaking, music business, fashion, radio hosting, and lots more. You also stand a chance to be selected for internship in leading production companies, radio stations, music, and fashion studios for hands-on experience. It's easy. Simply log on to www.wazobiaacademy.com or call 0908-826-5038 for more details.
Wazobia Academy. Learn and lead.
Boniface, my guy.
Wait into your face.
My friend, see how you dey live fine. Mm. You don't buy car, you don't marry, and no. I hear say you don't complete your house self. And I dey here with no money, no job, even to feed self, na problem.
Brotherly. Overthinking, no fit solve problem, my guy. Now online trading that they run, and na Squared Financial teach me.
Squared Financial?
No.
How?
Why don't you reserve a spot in their next free training by sending yes to 0904-859-9688. Squared Financial is a reputable company and they will teach you how to start online trading and make profit. To reserve a spot in their next free training, send yes to 0904-859-9688.
We all need those words to boost our faith, to give us hope and reasons to continue. Words that can change our lives and get us into action. Sunday Elevation on 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunday experience you need to kickstart your week on a high note. Every week, we feature incredible thought leaders who will uplift your spirit and inspire you to live your best life. Sunday Elevation is exactly what you need to start your week off right. So, tune in every Sunday from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. for one-of-a-kind experience that will leave you feeling inspired, energized, and ready to conquer the week ahead. Don't miss Sunday Elevation on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
name's Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we're still on our first story, still here with the members of the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transport Workers of Nigeria. They are on strike. They've asked their members to stop accepting rides on platforms. They say that there's high level of compliance. But I have other questions. Now, I've had on the show with me members of the executive union of the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transport Workers of Nigeria. Now, I've got this question, Comrade Jossi. How do you enforce compliance? Because your colleague said that what you want to do is make sure that drivers are not accepting rides. How do you plan to do this? Because yesterday I came to work in a Bolt. I went home in a Bolt. Today I came to work in a Bolt. I'm also going to go home in a Bolt. So how do you plan to enforce compliance and penalize your members if you cannot detect who is complying and who is still operating?
Okay, thank you very much, Sandra. Like I said earlier, you know, this is a struggle, and it's not everybody that can partake in struggle. But what is very important is that everybody will benefit in struggle. So the fact that you can get ride from your house to your office does not actually mean that our drivers are not complying. What therefore means is the fact that we still have some unreasonable elements, or the people that I will call that, those that I will call some kind of people that they don't care. They are only looking for a daily basis money, even though they are getting 1 naira. Or if it's just 1 naira that they're able to get, they are not minding the fact that they have to pay. They have to pay a lot of fee from this, and that is why you are still able to get ride from office to back home on a daily basis. But as I speak to you, at least 80% compliance is something that is reasonable. As far as the union is concerned, and we believe that this may have hit deeply into the revenue generation of this app company. And if they are going to be very honest with you, if they are going to be making their financial reports public, you will realize that yesterday, they will have lost over 80%. In revenue generation.
And yet they've not called you for a sit down.
Yes, you know, this app company, their practice, we have named their practice as a dictatorial in nature. Reason being that their activities all over the world is the same thing. And this is why in England, in Great Britain, a driver has taken them to court. In US, they have been taken to court. In every part of the world, they have been taken to court. And the verdict remained the same, that drivers are workers. Because they are saying that we are not working for them. That is what they are saying. So drivers are workers, and there are judgments that has favored drivers in respect of this case, and they have been complying to a reasonable extent in Britain and in America. But in Nigeria, up until now, we have this problem. And this is why we want our government to come into this. It's not something that we can do alone. It will amaze you that when the Ministry of Labor granted the union a trade union status early this year, be surprised that Uber and Bolt, they petition the union, they petition the Ministry of Labor that the certification should be withdrawn, that we are not working for them. And they are directly or indirectly trying to influence the government against us. But we're very happy and we're very pleased that our government, they were able to stand still with us. They were able to stand still to their responsibility, to defending the rights of the citizen and to be able to protect the welfareism of our people. So we commend the Ministry of Labour and the trade union registrar for their work in that direction. So that is what I can say for now.
Now, the strike will end tomorrow. You've called for a three-day strike that ends tomorrow. What happens next if the platform continues what it's done in the past 2 days and still doesn't talk to you?
The strike is not ending tomorrow.
Oh, when
there
does it
is
end?
Going to be a protest tomorrow, as I tell you. The Nigerian worker under the aegis of air-based transport workers of under Amalgamated Union of Air-based Transport Workers of Nigeria, all over Nigeria, across Nigeria, are going to be embarked on a nationwide protest in their office. We are going to occupy their office. We are going to occupy Uber, Bolt, Lagride, E-Drive, whatever their name are called. We are going to occupy their office.
Yeah.
And this is to tell them to prepare for the showdown that we are going to give them. We are not going to bow down on this request because we cannot be working and making losses. Let me do an analysis for you to actually show you that we are making losses. I'm going to show a first scenario for you here. For instance, like I said earlier, I didn't catch that very well, but I want to read from my phone now because I've done that earlier because of this presentation. For instance, we buy fuel. When fuel is at 185, we buy fuel of 10,000 naira. And with fuel of 10,000 naira, we are expected to get 54 liters of fuel. And we are expected to cover 378 kilometers. That is when the car is covering 7 kilometers by liter. Now, PMS, now they are fear during this time when fuel is charged at 185. For instance, they are charging 100 naira per kilometer. And 100 naira per kilometer by 378 is giving you a gross any of 37,800. Now let's go to the net. Then 37,800 naira minus 25% commission. 25% commission taken out of 37,800 will give you 9,450 naira. Now, what is remaining for the driver is 28,000 naira in this instance. Now, take away 10,000 naira fuel, take away 1,000 naira recharge card, take away data, take away maintenance, that is contingent cost. What will be remaining for the driver after all this cost is 50,000 naira. That is the profit, expected profit. Not mind the other cost.
Is this per day? 15,000 per day?
No, not per day. That is, you know, that is for 10,000 naira fuel.
Okay.
You can take the driver up to like 3-4 days to finish that, to achieve that target.
Okay.
Now, let's go to the scenario where we found ourselves today. At 10,000 naira, the same 10,000 naira, at 419 naira, this same fuel will give you just 20 liter as against 54 liters of fuel. And when you look at it, how many kilometers this 10,000 naira, this 1,000 naira will cover for you? Is 140 kilometers at the same rate of 7 kilometers per liter. Just for instance, now they have been able to increase between 15% to 20%. Let's take our analysis with 20%. With 20% increase, therefore mean that they are charging 120 naira per kilometer. Okay, look at it now. The gross on 10,000 naira will now resort to 16,000 naira, 800 naira. That is at the rate of 490 naira per liter. Now, the net, let's go to the net. 16,000 naira, 16,000 naira, 800, 16,800 naira. When you remove the commission of 25%, what will remain for you is 12,600 naira. Now, you have to remove the 10,000 naira fuel, it will remain 2,600. You remove 1,000 naira data, 1,000 naira, 1,000 naira contingency fee. Everything will now be minus 400 naira, as the case is. Now, look at the difference here, is that the difference, and the app company still maintain the same commission. That is why we are asking for the reduction in commission. Then lastly, one of the difference here is that the driver is already running at a loss of 40,000 naira, 950 naira. 40,950 naira loss. That is what we are losing when we operate at the rate of 490 naira per liter. And for us to be able to meet our target of that 37,000 naira before now, it therefore means that the application company needs to charge between 130% to 150%. They have to reduce their price by 130% to 150%. Because we cannot be making a loss. We cannot be making losses if we continue to operate with this price. Absolutely, none of us will be able to sustain maintaining our car. Okay. One, the car, when the car broke down, we won't be able to have money to repair it. And our investor, they will automatically take back their cars by the time our drivers, they are not able to pay their renters and their higher purchase. We are not just asking that they should rebuild their price. It is a necessity because of the fact that we do not have the power. We do not have the power to fix our own price, unlike the other cab drivers on the street, unlike the Danfo driver on the street, unlike other drivers that have access to fix their own price. These people are the ones that dictate our price. They did not engage us in collective bargaining. There have never been a time they are ready to sit down with us to measure what is suitable for a kilometer for an executive car that we are using around or that we use.
Okay.
So we are also asking them to give our riders 5% discount away from the Wumugas commission they are charging, because they are really charging a lot of commission.
Okay.
They have a mass wealth for themselves at the detriment of our drivers.
Okay.
None of our drivers today over 4 or 5 years has been able to buy a Tokumbo car. But they are using the divide and rule. And that is why we are saying that enough is enough.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Now, you have said, of course, that the strike doesn't end tomorrow. You're going to go and occupy their offices instead. This occupation of their offices, when will it end? When will the strike end? Will the strike end?
The strike tomorrow, we are going to occupy their office, and we will take our demand to the government. We want the government of Lagos State, the government of other state governments to listen to us. Those in Port Harcourt, those in Kano, those in Lagos, those in Abuja, they are taking this fight to the National Assembly in Abuja tomorrow.
Okay.
They are taking this demand to Lagos State out of assembly tomorrow.
And then after tomorrow, what? And then after tomorrow, after tomorrow, what happens next?
After tomorrow, we are going to the national. We issue a directive.
All right. Thank you so much, Lagos. You've been hearing from the spokesperson of the Amalgamated Union of App-Based Transport Workers of Nigeria here in Lagos, Comrade Josie Adaraniwa. Comrade Adaraniwa, thank you so much for talking to us on the show.
Thank you to all the drivers.
Thank you so much. Lagos, let's talk. 0700-993-993-993-01465-71190. WhatsApp is 08095975805. You've heard the drivers for yourselves. I want to hear from the customers who will have to bear the brunt of whatever decisions are reached in this situation. If the prices increase, you're the customer, you're going to bear the brunt. If drivers stay on strike, you're the customer, you're going to bear the brunt. I'm a customer, I'm going to bear the brunt as well. How are you feeling about all of this as a customer? And then the other drivers who were not able to join the live stream. I saw a bunch of drivers during the call. So hello to everybody who was able to join. And thank you for joining. And thank you for pressing home your demands on hard facts. Let me come and talk to Lagos now. 99.3.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name, sir?
Hello. My name is Dario Maro.
Thank you for calling. Talk to me.
Hello.
Can you hear me? No? All right, that's unfortunate. Call me back if you can, okay? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Innocent.
Innocent. Welcome, talk to me. Welcome, talk to me.
Yes. I've been hearing what the guy on the studio was saying, but I don't think that the fault is from the app on, hello?
You don't think the fault is from the app platforms?
Yes.
Okay.
The federal government that increased the fare, I don't know, they are not taking it like say it's the fault of the app company. I know the percentage they are charging is more, it's much.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to, that's what they're supposed to reduce. But the price increase is not their fault. They're not the one that increased the price of the price, but they're not taking at a personal something between them and the app company. The problem is from the federal government.
Right.
Why can't they protest for the federal government? Why did they increase the price?
Right.
And they are protesting for the people that invest in their country.
Right.
I think they need to sit down and check well and before doing anything. The rider, if they increase it to, for example, now from VI to Ikorodu to 20,000, can we enter? We will not enter if nobody enters. Nobody will take their car, they will park it there.
Yeah.
They need to think very well.
Okay.
If they are taking it personal too much on them, or not, unless they have another motion.
Okay, all right, thank you. That caller says if they increase it too much, we the riders cannot ride and your car will park. The company cannot make any money. By the way, I should also mention that these ride-hailing platforms are not profitable yet. All over the world, they're not profitable yet. So it's not accurate for Josie to say, oh, they're making a hell lot of money. Israel is here. Hi, Israel.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Talk to me.
Yeah, my name is Israel and I'm calling from Magodo.
Yes, Israel, talk to me.
Okay, Sandra, I want to ask you a question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I need your sincere answer.
Okay.
You remember November, December?
Yeah.
You asked a question that e-hailing driver are cutting off. That they should call you and say what they are cutting off from. Uh-huh. How many of them called?
I think some of them called, yeah.
It was just only one person that sent you a guy who was able to pay his house rent.
Okay.
It was only one person.
Okay.
Now, I'm an e-hailing driver.
Okay.
And I have been doing this job for like 4 years now.
Okay.
The thing they are fighting for, these people that are doing this thing, are even our problem. Many of them are not drivers.
Oh.
Before, government did not put eye on us. It is these people that make government to not or not.
Oh.
All the stuff we are going through is as a result of what these people are doing.
Oh.
Is okay. Let me give you an instance.
Okay.
The government did not take boat or Uber any money before. It's as a result of these people saying that boats are making money. We are not making money. That is when, and by that time, that period, boat commission was 4%. You are hearing me?
I'm hearing you, yeah.
Now, the United States government wanted boats to pay them 15 million. How did boats get this money? Did not from the commission?
Mm-hmm.
They are buying diesel. They have equipment they are using for us to get these services.
Mm.
These people that are fighting this, they are not responsible at all.
So you're saying that these people... So you're saying
that... This world is not for only us. A lot of people in Nigeria are going through the same thing. Why can't they be considered for now? And see what sacrifices we do as a driver can give.
Mm.
It is true that our enemies have gone,
mm-hmm.
but it is not as bad as they are making it to be.
I see.
It is not as bad as they are making it to be.
I see.
Let me give you a breakdown. As he was giving you a breakdown, I want to give you a breakdown too.
Okay.
Before, we used 1 or 4,000 to make 20,000.
Uh-huh.
Both commission is 4,000. Mm-hmm. That's 20%.
Mm-hmm.
But in that 20% of both is collecting, they are giving you bonuses that come with conditions. And if you meet that condition,
uh-huh.
you are going to pay 5% of commission or 10%.
Okay.
Uh-huh. No. Out of that, they are not looking at the effort that both are doing in order to make us to okay, they have other apps like let me mention Ryder. Ryder is not collecting commission.
Okay.
But if bot is not viable, is not paying you, if Uber is not paying you, why not use Rider? They will just compare, oh, they are our problem. They are our problem. They are the one making this thing. So look at it. You are making money. They will come and start. Look at when it comes to this point now. They will not come and most of them are not drivers. Most of them, you see, they are flipping this thing now. They are not drivers. They are the ones compiling our problem.
All right, Israel from Magodo, thank you very much for calling us. Israel says he's a rider, and a lot of these people who are claiming to represent them are not riders. Now, of course, you will have to give us a call and tell us by yourselves. Rita is here. Rita is in Lakwe. Hi, Rita. Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes. Sandra, my concern is this. Yes, they want to impose their own profit.
Mm-hmm.
But we that will be entering this group, there's another pressure on us also.
Right.
So I think, my own suggestion, maybe the government, that's what we are talking about, even if they are collecting money, they should put it in transportation so it will be fair to everybody.
Okay.
Because Sandra, if they increase me, I will not enter. If I know I cannot afford it any longer, I will enter.
Mm-hmm.
So, but very soon that they'll start saying there's no job. People don't have jobs again, and it will not become something else in Nigeria.
Mm.
So maybe the federal government should look into this and also see a way around it for them,
okay.
At least so that we won't have a lot of people not having jobs, Sandra. That's my own.
Rita, thank you so much for calling to share your thoughts. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll keep talking about this, even on the other side of 4 o'clock. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Big Three. And we're still on our first story, even though we have a second story coming your way. Second story, still the impact of the removal of fuel subsidy and deregulation of petrol prices. So you've heard about one of the impacts from an association of abased drivers. Now let's talk a bit more after the break.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's talk Lagos 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
Yeah, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name, sir?
Yeah, I'm very, very happy that you held up my call.
Okay.
I'm very, very happy. But I can boldly tell you that I'm very excited this evening, good afternoon.
Okay.
This, my name is Comrade Awal.
Okay.
Popular known as Comrade Awal. I'm actually calling from Alimogo branch of amalgamated Europe upgrade transport of the Nigeria.
Okay.
We got here.
Okay.
I'm quite right away from the Ayimoso, where the reporter is actually coming from. Madam Sandra, God bless you for us. Because this is why I'm saying this. In fact, I'm particularly interested in the